I'm just going to start recording this because this is just so amazingly beautiful. So it's really about the energetic vortex that we're creating through our willingness to show up. Now, this is what they want to say, and this is essential, because as I see them creating this energy field for us, it has to do with our claiming of ourselves, our claiming our new understanding of self, our new purpose. So they're saying, understand that the program is driven, it's like purpose driven. I used this expression in with somebody the other day with channeling, but that's what they're stating, is that we're driving the ship home, so that as we claim our readiness, as we claim our entitlement to seek our true colors. And I really see this as colors, and I'm looking at the colors that are like just entering our energy fields. And that's what these meetings are about. This is what the transmission is about, is literally, like, kid you not, like putting on our clothes of light, synchronizing with our light. Our light's already available because we already are, you know, connected with galactic center or whatever. I mean, when I'm tuning into us, everybody right now looks 15 feet tall to me. I mean, you all are just up there. So we already are that. We're already connected. Nothing has to be done to be that. It's simply about allowing the recognition of that to provide us the healing and the transference of potentiality. But we're the ones that seal our fate. No one can do it for us, which kind of makes sense if you think about it, because if you think about all this enlightened energy and consciousness just swimming around, if it could do it for that aspect of self that's still clinging to the past, still clinging to the old hierarchy, well, they would just do it for us and boom, you know? This lifetime would no longer be, wouldn't need to exist. So it's understanding this makes sense, that it's us signaling our readiness, our reason for being in terms of that co-creative potential. So that as we agree to it, and this is what they're saying, like for all the energies that are coming, and tomorrow's the solstice, and you know, all this light and all that, that we still have to agree to it. We still have to say yes. We still have to release all of the old, not awarenesses, old attachments. So here's what they want me to say to you. It's like, if you still have attachments to an old rehearsed drama, understand that drama is keeping you tethered to 3D consciousness. I mean, it just is. So take a look. Here's what they want me to tell you. Take a look and prioritizing what's important to you. Prioritize your life. Because if you're still in encased and entrapped in this 3D world and the 3D dramas, and he did, she did, we all did, It's a trap. So here's the thing, the liberation is here. It is here, it's available. It's ready to go as we agree to it. We have to come into agreement of, I totally get this now, our complete liberation, our complete innocence. Because we're all involved in the story, that like the almost like the Mickey Mouse story. If you, they're saying, use any words that'll ring truth for you. Because when I say, for me, they're using my file cabinet, and I say the word Mickey Mouse story, it's like, it's garbage, you know, like this is like child's play, you know, get with the program. So it's about realizing that you don't get to play it in both fields, which makes sense, you know. They're also saying that's why some of us are having injuries, we're misstepping, again, because we're focused on two different levels. And so you're focused on one level, you're focused on another, and that's where the wobbly stuff. So if you're misstepping, if you've got vertigo, if you've got dizziness, any of those things where you're literally gliding back and forth, back and forth. So the key is to welcome in the change. Now, this is what they want to say to you. Welcome in the change. So here's the key word, guys. The key word is change. That means anything is possible. But that also means that nothing everything's subject to change. Nothing, there's nothing in your life that you can say, well, let me hold on to this, because that's, you're signaling that you're not ready to go. You're signaling that you're still attached to 3D. So it's not that you have to like give up all your wealth, like I forget what the thing is in that Bible, but but it's something like, you know, sell all your wares and come follow me, what Joshua said. But, you know, whatever that quote is, they're not talking about literally taking every physical object out of your hand or your possession. It means to release it all. Release it all. It means releasing the drama, releasing, you know, the storehouse of that which you've claimed. That which you've claimed in terms of good, but also that which you've claimed in terms of just relevance to the 3D consciousness. Because, you know, they're saying that's the game changer, because either you're desiring to move out of it or you're staying stuck. And staying stuck is a very judgmental energy, they're stating. They would have preferred a lighter approach, because I'm receiving energy and I'm putting words to it is what it is. But nevertheless, they said it was a little bit misguided, so they want me to correct that. They're saying you're choosing, you're making choice, you're claiming choice. If you're a victim to someone's anger, to someone else's energy, you're a victim and you're not a 50, vital candidate for ascension, because you're still buying into that you're a victim of the experience. They're saying it's absurd. It's a false truth. You don't really have to 100% understand this. It's more so about making an agreement, a decision to wake up to the truth. It's almost like hear God, hear Lord, hear Holy Spirit, hear higher self, hear divine masters, hear higher counsel, hear angels. Show me how to wake up. Show me how to wake up. As you choose ascension, as you choose your awakening, so shall you arrive. So shall you arrive. It's as clear as that. It's a choice. In each moment, they're asking me to inform you to, when you observe your life, to wake up to where you're still attached to dreaming, where you're still attached to suffering, where you're still attached to your story. So it's not about trying to change it. It's just having the awareness, because remember, it's like wisdom erases karma, overrides karma. So once you have the wisdom of what it is that's still going on, it no longer still has the effect. And then it's giving it to spirit. It's like, okay, here's another place where clearly I'm still clinging to ghosts, because this is ghost mentality. You know, in reality, there's this real world we're living in, and the 3D world where we all have met each other and agreed at the appointed time to have this moment together. It's like ghost town. It's past consciousness. It's not even real in the true sense of what's really going on in the real moment, in the real moment of our true self. So this is what is dawning upon us. So as we agree to this, as we come together and have these agreements, so we meet Tuesday at 12:15, or you meet with your spirit guides when you go into meditation, or you meet with your higher self when you're totally baffled about a relationship that just keeps going round and round the mountain, and you're saying, when is this ever going to change? As you meet and agree for it to change. So you have to be willing for it to change. And that's what they're saying, that a lot of us are really kidding ourselves about welcoming and change. As you are most willing and agreeable to the change, you will be anointed, you will be enlightened. There will be like the overlay of that higher self that will imbue the truth, that will imbue the higher energies, that will imbue that which you're seeking to know, to understand, to derive. Okay, so that just came flooding in. And again, as I'm just talking and babbling away, literally I'm looking at this vortex of energy that's being created for our ascension. And here's what else they want to say. Then I'll bring in some formal channeling, I'm thinking, but in any event. They're saying, you know, don't be scared of that word. There's some of us that are still thinking like, oh my gosh, you know, it's almost like having to like defend a thesis for a PhD or something. It's kind of like, and because we fear it, we kind of push it off. You know, like when I think of having to defend a thesis for a PhD, it's like, oh my gosh, that I don't have a PhD, but it sounds a little intimidating, you know? So here's the thing. What we tend to do, they're saying, is that we push it off. Well, later, I'll deal with that later because I can't handle the pressure of it all, you know? And so what they're set, what we're claiming is the awareness is we're just gliding into our true selves. You know, there's nothing mysterious about it. There's nothing necessarily painful about it unless we choose the path of pain. That is, that it's really just our right to be aware, to release the clinging and to align ourselves with our truth. And, you know, this whole fearful thing. And again, it's simply the ego coming along for the ride. The ego, it's like, where can I slip in? Where can I do my little dance? You know, where will he or she make room for me? And we always do. We always do because we think it's us. So we're like, oh, here you go. You can have this part. Okay. So I think that's it. So let me bring forth a channel message that will complement that, I'm sure. So one moment, please. Indeed, the name of the game is arrival. Yes, as you sink and swim to past locale, to past direction, to past defeatist attitudes, well, in fact, you will just have more of the so-called folklore. Now, folklore is interesting, it is amusing, but it is not part of your developing life pattern, because as you assume the position of life, then life is granted for you. Life is granted in and through you. Life is evolving as you will permit it. So allow yourselves to search within the heart, search within the paradigm of true awareness, and decide what it is that you are permitting, that you are allowing. Are you stopping the flow of life? In other words, have you had some inkling, have you had some hints, shall we say, of new opportunities, new trickling of excitement, excited energy that is heralding in a new future timeline, perhaps? And instead of welcoming it in, you are closing the door and running away. Well, I hope no one else saw that, because I sure don't want to be responsible for that quite yet, quite now. In other words, you are pushing out the avenue of development, of new opportunity. You are stopping progress, shall we say. Now, this is not something to receive yourself in chastisement or in punishment, simply in awareness that there is still a fear program that is running, that is deciding your next holy step. In other words, the belief that change will bring lost opportunity, it will bring loss of that which you possess. Have you ever noticed the very wealthy? You see, they have more problems than anyone because they now have fear of losing it all, because they have something to lose. And so you must understand that it is an energetic concept that you are struggling with, and that you are to give yourself full permission, full right to back out of. Imagine driving a vehicle and you drive down the wrong road and you simply reach a dead end. Well, you wouldn't sit there and idle forever. Perhaps you would get frustrated, perhaps you would laugh. But eventually, if you want to get where you are going to have to make it your business to back up, turn your space capsule or vehicle around, and resume a new path. Now, this is what we are inviting for each of you. Each of you have been granted permission to see a little bit of your future. In other words, your next perfect step, your next right move. And so the question is, why isn't anyone taking it? Some of you are getting ready. You see, you are doing the deep knee bends. You are doing the stretches of the Achilles and whatever in preparation. Now, this is a plus, and you will be given your spiritual points as such. But for others, you are sitting at the bed, avoiding the package, the message, the phone call that has arrived. Well, perhaps if I turn off my phone, I will not even have awareness that there is a message waiting, and then surely I'm not responsible for the receivership of the message. So we hope we are driving the point well home, that enough is enough with the fear. Enough, in other words, what is there to fear? You have been living in fear, and how has that been serving? You see, what you are being granted is an opportunity to start again, to believe that you can live without the energetic resources of the fear traveling along with you. Now, in order to secure safe passage to these driving rights, to these map skills, to this map quest, if you will, it will require your free permission to ascend. Now, this is where you get tripped up again, quite frankly, because this whole ascension process, it has gotten a bad rap as such. It is a little bit like the term of God consciousness. Well, God should be a good thing. It should be a favorable thing, yes? But again, the egoic consciousness has its ways, and suddenly God is entrapped in all sorts of issues, in all sorts of beliefs. The same thing with our beloved Master Jesus. So it is advisable, therefore, to perhaps make a energy exchange, a word exchange, if you will, with this concept of evolution, of advancement, of atonement, of oneness with self. Are we crystal clear about this? In other words, if ascension is your thing, if it's your bag, if it drives the point home, well, feel free to use it. Get a bumper sticker, perhaps a favorite decal, maybe a pen and a t-shirt. But if it is something that is scaring the bejeebies out of you, well then forget it, cross off the word. You are entitled to liftoff, and this is the bottom line, this is the truth, and this is what we are advancing you with. You see, in each step, we are supporting your uniting with your whole self, your true self. Now, this, in fact, is what brings forth the next step, because in truth, your real self is all about freedom. It does not believe or have an awareness of confinement. There is no such thing in a free world, you see? So what we can assure you, is that the next step is aligning with your freedom. So we leave you, therefore, with this clue, with this forecast. See where you can create more freedom. See what next steps, what next gestures, what next whispers of the heart are leading you to be more free. Perhaps to enjoy more skills, perhaps more friendships, perhaps more work opportunities, perhaps more meditation time. We trust that it will be revealed in its perfect way. But again, remember, dear ones, you are on a freedom march. You are freeing yourself from the low vibrations. It is that simple and that important. As you proceed, as you welcome yourself home, you will see further and further examples of this freedom until you are gliding quite easily in this new direction, in this new forecast, in this new freed opportunity of your own alignment with self. So we have sent through the energies and signals. We are signaling each of you to be restored to your full capability. The progress is excellent and your home life is assured. Just a few more moments and you shall have arrived. We understand, of course, that moments, it's a relative term, yes? Our moments, perhaps it may seem that there are many miles to go to equate to a moment for you. But nevertheless, we encourage you to take these moments lightly. In other words, good times ahead. As we seal this activation, we assure you that you are surrounded. You are surrounded by this energy vortex that has occurred, as well as all of the energetic support that is with you at each moment of your creative experience. Do not doubt the legions of angels and masters that support you, that alert you to your highest programming. When you feel lost or trapped, remember, light is your way. Light is your beacon home to truth. And so it is. All right. We have two people that have exit plans. So we'll start with Avril, since she inquired first, and see how many messages we can get going. There you are, sweetheart. Hi.
Thank you for the channeling. Mm-hmm. Please, can I ask for my highest and best good today?
Sure.